Hey everyone, welcome to Smash Trivia. I'm your host, Smash Trivia John. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram by searching Smash Trivia to follow everything happening with me. I'll be the one with a big old green head in the profile picture. So excited to get into this. This is the Gamma Analysis. Basically, in this series, I'm going to review everything Hulk, all the movies, TV shows, and I also do random other geeky films. Occasionally not so geeky ones too, and I also like to mix things up once in a while by not reviewing anything. Hope you enjoy Smash Trivia Presents The Gamma Analysis. I want to ask everyone listening, if they can please do sign for me, please share the hell of this podcast with all your friends. If you don't, Hulk will be angry. And Smash Trivia has a Patreon too, so please check that out. We have some fantastic extra content on there. I bet you'll have a Hulk smashing good time. The tiers are as follows: $1 a month is Hulkaholic for a dollar, $3 a month is The Reading Room with Hulky and Shulky, and $5 a month is Smashing the TV. I also now offer custom trivia games on Fiverr, so if you want to take your game night to the next level, you can hire me. A link to the Fiverr is in the episode description. Now that we have all that important stuff out of the way, let's smash right into this episode. Happy Halloween, everyone. I say that because I'm releasing this episode of Halloween. And hello, my Gamma friends. Today I'm joined by Charisse, Ace, the fiance of my brother Gregory. How are you doing, Charisse?
I'm good. How are you, John?
I'm doing good. We're going to review Bloodsucking Bastards. This is a vampire workplace horror comedy. Oh, it's quite a ridiculous film. But first, as always, for our Hulk Hall for a dollar, we have Derek Sager, Gabriel Floral, and Film Critter. And due to the Hollywood strike, Ikes, I'm trying not to review any struck content, aka stuff from the AMPTP. And I believe that this film is not struck because it does not come from any of those big companies. This was something. I enjoyed the second half of it, the third act of it. I so much more than the beginning. The beginning just feels so boring.
I actually have to agree with you. I tuned out somewhere around the first hour, and I tried my hardest, including watching, to focus. About the second, and it actually caught my attention.
Yeah. For the first part of it, it's pretty boring, not much is happening, and also a lot of the jokes just aren't landing, and then then near to the end, everything just goes to hell, and it's hilarious as for the last part of it, I think.
It's kind of like, and I don't get, you might not have saw this, but it's like they realized how much time they had already recorded of the movie and were like, crap, let's just press fast forward on the end. No, you're good.
Yeah. I was watching it a second time today, just to make sure all my thoughts are fresh. And at the end, when the guy with the mustache says, another workday done. I was like, already? I thought we were at the start of this day.
Oh my goodness, that's Tim, right? Because I loved his
Tim.
He kept saying, what was it? Bam, snap. And something about that just stuck in my head, even at the end, like past the movie. I did, because of course, you know my background. All I've ever done is HR. And of course, I worked in the workplace. Yeah. So it did give me flashbacks to actually what our corporate America is, you know. And, you know, I laughed at the boss telling them, like, I have looked up y'all's hard drives. I know all y'all do is watch porn. I actually, like, laughed at that.
Oh, yeah. In the beginning, when we have the first conversation with the lady from HR, I was like, This feels so strange that they're just openly saying that she's hot and that hot, and she's just like, well, thanks. Like, I'm like,
It's like, good
what?
lighting. John, that was my history. Like, that was
What?
it. This is,
That's
I
about
want to
the
say this.
worst person to tell that.
So many people would say it to me like that. And so I felt for that character. Oh gosh, I'm trying to remember her name right now off the top of my head. But I felt for her because that is HR. Like, to a degree, we a lot of them borderline on the appropriate things to say. Like, and they kept saying it to Amanda, like telling her she's hot. Like, they'd go in the office cussing. And it was so funny. She listened to everything they said. But when they started screaming about vampires or something's wrong, now all of a sudden she's in complete denial and it's inappropriate for the workplace.
All I like I particularly find it strange when like she responded to how one of them said that I banged my neighbor and she was and like she was proud of them or something. I'm like, hey, okay,
Oh yeah.
HR person said that.
Oh gosh, it was the very beginning, and that caught me off guard. Where they started the plot between her and the main character, and she walks by and she's like, yeah, he's like, oh, I banged so and so. She's like, finally, yeah,
Like,
good job.
what?
So that was really funny for me. But let's see.
Oh, God.
I will say the fu out of everything that I've had to find humor in it, the funniest thing to me was actually watching Ted, I guess I'll call him director, when everything came to light at the end, because he played really dumb, really good for the homeless.
Oh, yeah. He was great at acting. Like, he didn't know what was going on.
None. And so for that, like, that little part to come undone, and they're like, yeah, there's vampires. And he's just like, oh yeah, I cut a deal with them. Sales was failing. It was truly,
Oh,
actually, for
yeah.
me, the funniest scene.
One thing I really enjoy was when they get that at the end of trying to explain to the HR lady Mandy that what was going on and on he tried to persuade her by being like, I love you, and she just was like, no. I loved that. I
That was
loved that.
icing.
That was a perfect response because of how he treated her.
Oh my gosh. And I think it was n more even more funny towards the end. And I did love the ending because, Ted opens the door and, you've just seen the explosion and everything. And Ted opens the door and he's like, oh my goodness. First he says, this is the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Tim,
Tim.
Tim, not Ted. Ted's
Sorry.
the boss.
That's right. Tim. Sorry. Tim. First says this is the grossest thing I've ever seen,
Yeah.
and then
Yeah,
opens the door and he's like, stand corrected.
that was great. Another thing that I loved was how at the very end. And we find out that Tim's mom listened in on everything that just happened.
That was awesome. That truly was. Though I did give it to H, not to HR, to the janitor, for to know he was cleaning everything this entire time, because we saw the bathroom when the first victim got, and then you go back, what was it, like less than 5 minutes later,
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's spotless. Like,
I mean, he probably licked it clean.
he had to, oh, sorry, he had to, because I was laughing at the fact that when they were discussing, when the janitor, he was discussing, how I got turned first. I have to say it was well written, because they were like, oh, Max changed me first. And they're like, oh my goodness, that's the smartest thing ever. Change the vampire, I mean, change the janitor, and he can clean everything for you. So that was, I thought, was like, okay, that's smart.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh, I feel like the one thing that I think absolutely was really dumb that happened was as how when the main character first tries to tell HR about all this happening, he doesn't think to say it's not just me who thinks this is happening or thinks something is happening and since the security guy saw the blood. He had a little bit of a he got a little bit on his hand.
I thought that was strange too. Every time he reported it, it was never, I found me and so and so found evidence, or I'm gonna loop in. He just kept running into every room going, something's wrong, with no evidence. No, like, even when, what was it, they were quote unquote downsizing, HR wouldn't think it's weird. People are just disappearing without turning in notice or anything.
Oh my God, yeah. I loved when we got the like flashbacks of acts of to reveal how Tim and the security guy, I Frank, both all knew about everything happening.
Oh, that was icing on the cake as far as, I mean, I didn't care. I love horror. And of course, the blood and guts could have used some work. But when they flashback every scene to kind of like, what was it? They did Tim first, which I was like, oh my goodness, how did no one see him not there? And then that security guard, when they replayed the scenes, I was like, okay, this is icing on the cake. This is funny.
It makes me wonder how late was that actually into the night the night that they that the one guy that Andrew got bitten because you saw that all that both all Tim and Frank the security guard were sitting there as Andrew was getting a bin and having sex with that actually that lady, which was strange because they were supposed to be at a Kelly Clarkson concert that night. So
I forgot about that.
was it just really early in the night actually, or was that all a lie that they were going to Kelly Clarkson?
It had to have been a lie, only because if you remember, sorry, he convinces one of his colleagues, to stay behind, work with him. And as soon as he turns to Tim, the first thing he jumps up is like, what, five? I would guess 5 o'clock, end of a shift. And he's like, oh, concert. And he runs off. So either he just comes back to work to hang out with the security guard. Maybe that's what happens. I don't know, but I didn't even catch that. That was a good one.
Maybe he was though he was going to go he was gonna go to the concert, maybe he went down and hid in the basement for a while, out hopes that the guy who wants $20 from him and leaves work in time before then.
Which that now that we bring up, I'm gonna call them the debt collector. That's my nickname for him.
Oh man, I love that guy.
I loved him. His evolution through that whole movie was priceless. Like, he's this, I guess, would you say, like, not intimidating, little character who just helps everybody and collects when they have wages for like football games. And the way with that, was it a knife I think he had, or a toothpick? Whatever he threw at when he was like, give me the $20. I was like, okay, he got some backbone once he got turned.
Oh, was it a other thing with the turning that I found so strange was how everyone when they changed their skin became pale, but Pedro Pascal Al's character Max actually was the head of these vampires. He was always full of color in his skin.
He was, and I'm assuming maybe it's because he was the leader or alpha or whatever you
Maybe.
want to. I did catch that, like, everyone, even I cannot remember Tim's best friend, the one they got changed, because I love the rock, paper, scissor. What was that one?
Andrew.
Andrew playing rock, paper, scissor. And of course, he looked like a vampire, but that was just hilarious, where he's like, oh, you can live off animals. No, dude, that's sick. Oh, okay, well, rock, paper, scissor, whoever loses dies. And watching that, and then they go, oh, you lost. Yeah. Wanted to go round two? I'm like, do you not realize your life is in stake?
Oh man, I think they just trust each other to be willing to follow with the game. I guess, yeah,
At the end, I
was
don't
fun.
think, this is going to knock on wood if my job ever hears me say this, I don't think it was a bad move by corporate, because everyone became effective after they became.
And yeah, that's honestly probably very smart. But to be honest, I find it strange that I that Tim did not want to become a vampire because I'm like he feels like the kind of person who probably would.
He did.
And
Like,
like to be honest, if I got the chance, and I'd probably be like, Yeah, I'd like to become a vampire. That sounds
Right? I mean, hey, I don't have to worry about buying groceries, just gotta snatch a person off the street, you know?
I would have to grow old.
You know, my because their hair never moved, like just perfect hair all the time.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about how going bald.
Right?
Worry about the fact that my eye that people seem to dye eye earlier in life in my family.
Exactly. I can stay up late. I don't have to go to bed when
Yeah.
it gets dark. I mean, it was so there were, like I said, there were things that. For me, because I mean, it is a comedy and horror, right? I mean, it's classified in both genres. It was more comedy than horror. Like,
Oh
I
yeah,
didn't,
definitely. There's nothing scary in it.
nothing really, you know. Most of the scenes were kind of predictable, a little bit,
Yeah,
you
I
know.
would say that.
So, I mean, there were some things, but I think all in all, because I used to be a huge, it's an old channel. I don't know if they do it anymore, Chiller Channel, where those B-rated movies come on. That's where I'd watch the horror
Okay.
movies. And so I feel like it fit, you know, the standard good time Halloween movie, you know, that kind of setup.
I feel like though I don't know if that sign is still a thing or not. I feel like if that is something that you like watching a lot, maybe look into the streaming service Shudder, that which is a streaming service all about horror films,
Right. Okay.
and like they and I'm pretty sure a lot of them are probably B-rated stuff.
I mean, B-rate's kind of funny. Like, and we kind of laughed at watching it. I mean,
Oh yeah.
our responses was when we text each other like, "We finished. Oh, I liked it, but it was interesting."
Yeah, it's very definitely something. I feel like most roles that I've seen in Pedro Pascal in, he's much more likable than this one.
Yeah. Oh, he played. So it was like his character was a mix of a vampire and college frat boy, I guess.
I guess.
You know, the guy who beat you up in school or something like that. He had, you know, and I didn't like his character, but I just like him so much as an actor. I still found myself liking the character.
It's enjoyable. He's an enjoyable asshole, but he's definitely an asshole.
Definitely spent like what the answering the girl's phone, and I was so confused by that scene. She was okay with it, like, she walks in the room and she's like, "Are you on my phone?" And he is literally having a conversation with her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's just like, "Okay, as long as I don't have to talk to him." I'm like, "Wait a minute, you got my
Yeah,
phone?"
I probably wouldn't want to talk to my ex in the middle of my date either, though she doesn't really think it's a date.
Yeah, but yet he is on her couch and she's, I don't know if she had cooked dinner and then she saw a dish in her plate. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah,
Something.
he had said that he ate something that she had made.
Yeah, I don't know. But again, still not the worst I've ever seen.
It was funny when really briefly Matthew Lillard showed up as the head of the people from the Falsite group.
I love that. I'm such a huge fan of him as a kid.
Oh yeah.
That little just cameo made my whole, you know.
Oh man, yeah. I love Matthew Lillard. He's such a he's such a He is able to do both all comedy and being terrifying so well.
Right? And
Oh
that
yeah.
little clip, you what was it? You fully felt, and forgive me for throwing him in this, but you felt that old school Shaggy feel when he saw what's up. Like, he didn't even mention it. He just went with it, like,
Go,
oh.
go, 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 go.
I did like that scene. They that was wrote, you know, really well for that little moment with his drop in.
There was a show that I watched recently, and where he popped up for one episode, and he was awesome at it as he so he was playing this character who is an assassin who is I think it's sociopath, so he doesn't he's not supposed to like have feelings or something.
Right.
And he and But he's like just the most lovable guy ever.
Oh my God, I have to watch that because, like I said,
It was so funny.
seeing him in it did make me like smile and be like, man, I wonder if I can find another B-rated movie with him in it, just, you know, for fun or whatever. But I mean, there were good lines. Like you said, there was a couple of jokes that didn't stick. Like, you could see the connection, but it didn't go through all the way.
It's like I would say probably about that, like 80% of the stuff in the first half of the film is just like, what? Okay.
That's the thing too. Though I did laugh at the girl where he Max, I forget the character's name, but Max goes to bite her. You can tell, I guess she was supposed to be the office. Well, she said she was a virgin, but the office virgin, and he goes to bite her, and, or he says, "I want you," or something, and she's just like, "I'm a virgin." I was like, "Oh my goodness, why did they do that to her?"
I really enjoyed when Tim decided he'd stand up for main character or to Mandy, and then all of a sudden we just see the character where we see Tim and just looking to the side, and then and like 5 seconds later it pans over to so that he's just there in the room. Hearing them talk about him.
Oh yeah, I did. I did like that because he called her on it. He really did call her, like, actually, what she said, "I don't want to talk about it." He's like, "You're gonna talk about it." I was just like, okay, he has his friend back. Makes his friend life hell at work, but he has it.
I mean,
Which, why did he want to be head manager when nobody respected him? Was that first half, you spend what, like the hour he's chasing behind everyone, And then I guess at the end, it kind of balanced out because, he saved everybody, but at the same time, everybody's
I
dead.
mean, yeah, that's a. I don't know about if save everybody's the right word.
I guess he saved the rest of the world. I don't know.
I really enjoyed the end, and how Andrew, the only person left, he just bites the it's the maid, and it's just like, my office in 10, and as he's just decided he's now in charge.
I did enjoy that. I did. Well, to be honest with you though, it was kind of a, it was, I don't call it cute, but it was, from, like I said, from someone who does what I do for a living, watching Max talk to his assistant. Of course, the battle's going on. This is like the, almost final scene. And you see him going, okay, so at what point do we jump in and help them? And clearly his entire vampire team is getting their butt handed to them. And you see Max go, we're supposed to lead them. We just kind of give coaching advice. And I'm like, why does this sound like corporate America instantly with management? And that was great too, when he didn't care. And they're like, we killed everyone. And the lawyers came out of nowhere.
I love when right after her killing her first vampire, Mandy Eddie's it's like, do they explode like this every time?
The explosion thing, I wonder where they got that from. I know they used to do
I
it.
feel like that's something I've seen some different vampire things do before.
So originally, again, I've watched a lot of B-rated stuff. I don't know if you remember, of course most people do, Tales of the Crypt. It's an old movie, Blood of Something. That was what their vampires did. So that, I thought that was a great kudos to that, if they were trying to, like, that was impressive to me. I was like, okay, I haven't seen the exploding in a while. I've seen glitter vampires, I've seen turn to ashes, but liquid explosion, that's different.
Oh man, I really enjoy the first associate of them actually killing a vampire with the janitor, and like as this as he's about to explode, the security guy's like, it came from the stick came from. He doesn't finish that sentence. I think everybody knows where
Oh,
that
that was
stick
funny. Oh
was.
my. And it was so sad because The security guard was so confident about those weapons because he was like, I have just the thing for this.
Man, I loved the security guard in this. He was great.
It was so funny because he had a security guard profile, but it was that military where they are like terrified to even ask him anything. That was also awesome for me.
Oh yeah. One thing I couldn't understand, and like the only thing I could think of as a connection, so he kept calling Evan, the main character, Colonel Sanders, and like the that I feel like the only connection I can think of is that Evan's white, but and Colonel Sanders is white, but if you're gonna call someone Colonel Sanders, I feel like it makes more sense to call Tim Colonel Sanders.
That I could agree with that. I'm not too sure where he got that
Yeah,
reference
I'm like,
from.
what was that? Why was he calling Kevin that all the time?
I don't know. Like that was, it was kind of awkward. I mean, and then of course you knew Tim. I think maybe he didn't do it to Tim because that was like his best friend, kind of, sort of, or at least I'm gonna, or work best friend. Because
Yes.
you get a work wife, you get a work husband, you get a work bestie. Maybe that was his work bestie. I don't know.
Seems like that like Tim might have been the only person he knew at work, so I'm not surprised by that.
I mean, you gotta be close if you two can eat lunch and watch someone die by a vampire. I mean, you just have to be close
Yeah.
for that. And neither of them, you notice they never freak out really watching, if you remember those scenes. They're just sitting there like, oh, so this is what happened.
Oh yeah, it's just like so funny he just Tim just happened to not mention how Frank had seen all this stuff too.
Right. But you know, I actually, now that I truly think about it, my favorite thing out of everything Frank probably said in the entire movie was after he stabs them, like, oh, Wikipedia didn't mention anything about this. Like, and it just made me laugh because I'm like, oh gosh, how many times have I gone to Wikipedia for answers?
Oh yeah. Oh man. He really tried to put as they could see, like he had fought vampires before, then finally made it. I looked up stuff on Wikipedia.
Well, of course you had to, because remember, just the car full of stuff. And then I did like, at least, you know, instead of being like, oh, we're totally screwed, we have no weapons, what do? They go to the office supplies. And what, they make crosses out of pencils?
Yeah, well, I don't even think they were particularly trying to do it. Tim got a bunch of pencils because he thought they would work as stakes, and they I later after one didn't work as a stake, he's like he just decided to turn it into a cross.
It worked
And
for him.
to be honest, I don't really think it did. The guy wasn't like the guy was just standing over him. And I'm pretty sure the only reason he didn't kill him was because he hadn't gotten his $20.
Probably, I'm saying it worked for him
Not
because you know what?
because.
I called that, what is it, incentive at work. You know, you take what you got, or is it like motivation, and you make it work in the moment. He really did. I mean, he didn't have a cross, and what you do in work, you make things work with a little bit. So, I mean, but I did think it was funny when they were like, what was the janitor's name? Like, no one could remember the janitor's name.
Yeah.
And I think, was it, oh gosh, the two friends. Like, I think the janitor was like, do you even know my name? They're like, janitor? I'm like, well, you know what? That's
Oh
pretty.
man. And that was funny how like at the beginning when we first see someone get killed right before that the like he's taking stuff a bag out to the trash, even though that's not his job. And the janitor shows up out of nowhere. It's just like, yeah, you got a janitor. And immediately after the security guard leaves, and the guy's like, can you take this, please? He's like,
Oh,
thank you for helping.
that
And
was
just
so messed
leaves.
up. I really thought they were just like, they were true,
Oh
true a-holes in that scene. But I mean,
yeah.
again,
Oh
They're like their own little community of I don't care about anyone. And that's like the whole
Indeed.
first half.
Outside of Mandy, is there anyone in this film that's not an a-hole?
I mean, now that I think, hold on. And now you actually have me sitting here like, no, they all were, I think. Yeah. Well, okay. I was about to say she was to Evan, but he kind of deserved it with the no sentence, telling her no, that I love you. So whatever.
Like, really is just about the worst response you can give to in that scenario.
But the guys did have a debate on that, like in the first, was it 20 minutes when they're like, no, when he tell, was it Tim who
He's
recaps
like,
the story? He's like, she said the worst possible thing to I love you. They're like, what? No. And they're like, dude, you could have said anything. So that was cute.
I feel like the only thing that could possibly worse than saying no is him just say, I'm cheating on you.
Okay,
As a
that beats no.
response. Like,
That
that's
beats
probably
no.
about the only response that you could give that would be worse than no in that situation.
Yeah, you're right. That tops no. That really does. But the poor guy, he tried. He spent the whole movie trying to redeem himself. He tried.
Happily, I think he did a good job of redeeming himself by the end.
Well, again, I did, like I said, I appreciate the movie because, of course, with everything going on, I haven't gotten my, little bit of, Pedro, because of everything. So this was a great reminder of how good of an actor he is.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
He was charismatic. Like he plays the role so well. You're like, I could have a boss who's a total D-bag like him and just be okay with it. And his, what was his opening speech for why they sell things, actually wasn't that bad.
Though, as he said later, that was not at all the truth. They sold elf fear and not dreams, which is very accurate for, I feel like a pharmaceutical company. They sell fear.
They do. And he didn't even like lie. I feel like he didn't really lie to anybody coming in. I mean, at the end of his whole speech, what was it? Ted even says, hey, you don't make your sales and do your job, don't worry, Max will kill you. I mean, I felt like he didn't lie at least.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was fun. Yeah, this film is just so ridiculous.
It's really ridiculous. I did like the poster for it. So, of course, you look it up. It had best of both worlds, that corporate look. But, let's just smear blood all over it to merely sell the fact it sucks the life out of you.
I was really funny with when the security guy explained how the vampires are fine here because there's very few windows, and it is set up so that it's set up so that there's no distractions whatsoever.
I did think about my job history when
Holy
I saw that
shit.
scene. I'm like, wait a minute, they make corporate vampires, like when you think about it. But I mean, it, again, still really good, like for what it was. And that's what I'm gonna like say, for what it was, it really, it's a slow. I'm gonna lie to any viewer who turns it on just for fun or who listens to that. It because I swear at one point I double blinked to be like, am I still watching the same movie in the middle? But
It's like it is a hard time getting through the first part.
yeah, the first part was a bit of a pill to swallow, but after that, I feel like towards the middle to end, the jokes, like you said, that struggle in the beginning to have the jokes, that it the jokes started to land in the end, because that first death, the first scene with the intern, because again, I love horror, but watching, I don't even know if you heard it, the head against the trash can sounded like someone knocking cardboard.
Oh,
And
God.
it sounds so horrible. And then they randomly threw blood in the background. And I was just like, oh, not this kind of movie. Oh, no. So
Oh,
the end saved it.
it was really funny when we find out that they literally have not disposed of the bodies. They're just in the dumpsters, and the security guard just explains, well, pickup is on Saturdays, and it's a $60 fee if you want to get special pickup.
I did like that. Like, I mean, we're not paying that extra money. Those bodies can sit there. But hey, wait, John, there's no sunlight, so it's not like they're sitting in the sun. I mean, they can't rot, so.
Well, they're not, the bodies in there aren't vampires, so they probably still could rot, I would think.
I mean, yeah, but the sun at least won't bake the bodies, so no real heavy
Yeah.
smell. And then what was it? They kept turning up the air, so basically a refrigerator with, office supplies.
Yes.
But no, I mean, I do appreciate you definitely encouraging me to watch it with this, with the podcast and everything, because it gave me something to look forward to after work. I mean,
Nice.
and
I'm
I do
glad.
appreciate that.
I'm glad. This is, I feel like this is a film where a best watch would be watching it with friends. You're like,
Yes.
this is a film where watching alone, it would, if we weren't doing it for this podcast, we would have probably turned it off very quickly.
Yeah, and not gave it a chance. That again, I did for the first half, went, all right, I'm watching it for the podcast. And then towards the end, I was like, okay, we picked up. I can focus now. Okay, but
Yeah.
I thank you for that.
It is like it's very sudden how fast it picks
That
up
was
with it
insane.
at the end.
I'll be honest with you, for how quickly it picked up, I was so not confused, but like, am I watching the same movie? Like, the spin was completely different.
Oh.
So, I mean, but again, all in all, like you said, with friends, if you got like a group of friends who like B-rated movies, to joke at, to make comments to, this is actually a really good
Oh
film
yeah,
to do that too.
and I feel like it's one that most people probably haven't seen, and is it's just not something that many people probably have heard about. I only heard about it because I was looking for our indie vampire movies, and I found that there's not very many any vampire films that are not made by the big companies.
Oh, that's true. I mean, well,
Yeah.
I didn't realize how old it was, like what, 2015?
Yeah.
And so I'll say back then I was still watching these type of movies. I don't think it ever hit like I said, our Chiller Channel or any of those, thousands of channels that play it. I do not remember this one populating. So I think it had low marketing or something.
Probably, and I feel like Pedro Pascal wasn't very popular back then, so and like he is now, so there wouldn't have been a push to make this be have a lot of marketing. Yeah, that's
I guess.
probably a big part of what most people wouldn't have heard about this film.
That is true. I did kind of recognize some of the casts, like, of course, in different things, the intern I recognized, security guard, a couple of people, but they're not mainstream enough for me to just know their name off bat. Like, I know the face, but not the name. So I could see that happening.
Well, there's not much else to really talk about this film. It's definitely not a very deep film. So I'm gonna start winding this down.
Okay.
I want to give you the option I could do with most of my guests as to give me something, kind of funny line you'd like me to say and announce your voice.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
So hopefully something related to
That's exact. How do you know that's what I was looking for?
this film.
Oh, let's see. Let's go to really quick to a quote we can get for you. Let's
Yeah.
see. An announcer voice. Oh, you gave me so much to work with there. Let's see. Let's do. I feel like I'm torturing you a little bit. Don't laugh. Okay. I'm just. Oh, okay. So either you can do. I'll give you a short one. So, you can either do. And I love Evan. You can do. God, this company sucks. Which is a good one to close out on the movie.
Okay.
Or we are losing a lot of employees. I think that is really
Okay.
definitely punchlines the movie right there.
God, this company sucks.
Good job.
We are
Okay.
losing a lot of employees.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I love your announcer
Thank
voice, by the way. But no, I appreciate it. And if there's another movie you are definitely interested in, this was fun.
I'd love to have you on again. And you were a great guest, us. And so you're always welcome to come on, and I'll definitely try and get you on for another episode at some point.
appreciate it. I really do. Like I said, it gave me something to look forward to after work. It's a great way to cap off my evening. So other than that, you have a great one, John.
All right, so thank you everyone for listening. If you like this game analysis, please give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or a 5-star rating on Spotify. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the episodes. Please let me know. Again, happy Halloween to everyone. And if you'd like to listen to more from me, please subscribe. Many more game analysis from me coming, so keep on the lookout. This again is your host, Smashery John, signing off.